And here's today's news from Rail Technology Magazine in association with Transcity Rail on the 8th of April 2024. Freightliner has partnered with Zero Petroleum in a step to decarbonise freight transport. The partnership will work towards a fossil-free locomotive operation by 2040 and overall net zero by 2050. Freightliner is looking for ways to decarbonise its non-electric fleet by exploring alternatives to diesel, including Zero's carbon-neutral synthetic diesel, manufacturing a fossil-free process using just carbon dioxide from the air and hydrogen from the water. Network Rail will start repairs on the 123-year-old Glenfinnan Viaduct later this month in a £3.4 million investment. Amco Giffen has been named as the principal contractor for the project, in which engineers will assess the strength of the viaduct and carry out work to protect it from water erosion, while also undertaking concrete repairs and making improvements beneath the track. The project, which is forecast to take just under a year to complete, is part of Network Rail's maintenance programme and will help to future-proof the landmark, which is the longest concrete viaduct in Scotland. Western Australia's Public Transport Authority has announced AD Alliance as the preferred proponent to carry out its high-capacity signalling project. The HCS project will significantly upgrade the existing signalling and train control systems on Perth's passenger rail network, greatly increasing capacity. The new system will send real-time train data to the Public Transport Operations Control Centre, currently under construction in East Perth. This will give a continuous report of the speed and location of every train on the network. The project is one of several ongoing Metronet projects which represent the largest ever investment in public transport in Perth, with the goals of delivering infrastructure and supporting economic growth. And that's the latest. Don't forget to like and subscribe to make sure you receive every new bulletin, and check out our stories in full on our website, railtechnologymagazine.com.